Thank you for standing by. This is the conference operator. Welcome to the Ascott Resources Limited Investor Update conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode, and the conference is being recorded. For people joining the call today, there are some slides that you can follow along with on today's presentation on the Ascott website at www.ascottgold.com in the event portion of the investor section. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To join the question queue, you may press star, then one on your telephone keypad. Should you need assistance during the conference call, you may signal an operator by pressing star and zero. I would now like to turn the conference over to Derek White, President and Chief Executive Officer. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me on today's conference call, in which I would like to update you on really two things. One, our recently announced transaction on the Silver Coin project with Jaden Resources and Mountain Boy Minerals, and two, an update on the drill program and results at the Big Missouri part of our property. I'll be referring to a presentation located on our homepage at www.ascottgold.com under the Events tab or under the Conference tab at the bottom of our homepage. And so please download that or refer to it as I'm speaking. And as the operator commented at the end of my discussion, we'll open the line for questions. As previously mentioned on some of the investor calls and meetings that Ascott has had, Ascott's management has been focused on identifying high-grade resources that could potentially feed the Premier Mill facility. To do this, management has been focused on four key areas. One, announcing our previously high-grade resource at the Premier Northern Lights location and continuing to expand that resource through drilling. Two, to develop the high-grade resource at the Big Missouri Martha Ellen area, where we've been drilling since May of this year. Three, to look at acquisitions such as Silver Coin, which are a natural fit and a potential feed to the mill. And four, to continue to advance some of the number of exploration targets that we have available to us on our property. Ideally, when we are looking for acquisitions, we are looking for opportunities that have true or real synergies that create real value for all the parties involved. Silver Coin project is one of those opportunities. In summary, the key reasons for pursuing this transaction at this time are one, existing resource with high-grade zones and the expansion potential and exploration potential associated with the claims. Two, the natural fit and feed to the Premier Mill, which is approximately the same distance from the mill as Ascott's Big Missouri resource. Three, Silver Coin project already has existing underground infrastructure and a side hill access with approximately 1,200 meters of underground development on the third level. Four, metallurgically identical material to Ascott's material with historical production and proven recoveries during the 1990s. And five, the timing that works quite well to fit the Silver Coin project into our existing and ongoing engineering studies. So turning to the presentation, if we could just remind people to look at the second page, which is the cautionary statement on forward-looking information that may be made during this call. We can move over to the third page. And we'll start with the Silver Coin location. On this map, we can see basically in orange the Silver Coin land claims, which sit between the Premier Northern Lights area in the southern part of the Ascott property and the northern area of the Big Missouri Dilworth. And at one time, I guess when Westman was mining this in the 1990s, this was all part of one big land package. So we're really just putting back to get together something that already existed. To give people some idea of the distances, as the crow flies, the Silver Coin project is approximately 5 kilometers from the mill and roughly the same distance from on a haul road basis, because we can either take the material up through to the Big Missouri and down that haul road or down through the Grand Duke Road as we come down to the mill site, and we'll obviously look at how to optimize that. I think the other thing is that this area, as people may or may not appreciate, is mountainous. The Premier Northern Lights is a side hill access, and similar to that, the Silver Coin is very similar to that. So Location-wise, this makes a lot of sense. It's material that's within the boundary of what we're looking at right now, and making that distance to the mill is key, really, in taking projects that can feed that mill going forward. If we can move on to the next slide. So I'm now on page 5. Just to give a little bit of background briefly, back in 1904, there was a number of work that was done up in the Big Missouri. And just to the southwest of Big Missouri is the Silver Coin Project. There was exploration activities that really took place in the late 70s and early 80s. And finally, in the early 90s, Westman, when they were running the Premier Mill, actually did mine part of the Silver Coin Project. And when they mined it, it was around 9.3 grams per ton of gold equivalent grade. And they did do 1,200 meters of development work. And then after that, a few other exploration companies continued to go in there and work on some of the additional claims. Mountain Boy Minerals put that together and then formed a joint venture with Jaden Resources, who's been exploring in a later part of the 2000s. They released a open pit resource and then an underground resource in 2013, and then have been working on the exploration and development of that ever since. So we are we do have a fair bit of history on this in terms of fitting in with the Premier Mill, and we would obviously like to take advantage of that as we move towards our engineering studies. If we could move on to the next slide, slide 6. So when we look a little bit at the potential, there's a approximately 1,400 hectares of area that exists in these claims, and there's a key zone in the center of this about a kilometer south from the boundary of our property, which is the Silver Coin Project. The Silver Coin Project tends to move in a north-south direction and have a fairly steeply dipping area to the west. We've identified and had a look at some of the different zones, which look quite attractive. We see a number of opportunities to move into the resource and drill that and upgrade, I guess, if you'd like, the resource that already exists. That gives us the potential to, obviously, if we can do it in the time frame that we're looking at, move this into our engineering studies, which we're undertaking right now on the Premier Northern Lights and Big Missouri area. There's an area in the main trend that was mined out historically, but there's a number of infill opportunities and expansion opportunities that we see kind of moving forward. We could go on to the next slide. I know on slide 7. So our kind of next steps, and you have to remember that this was just announced, this transaction, and it's still subject to the Jaden shareholder approval, which is a process which will be ongoing over the next few months. Jaden and Mountain Boy have allowed us to even before that takes place, to on an interim basis, and it's not part of due diligence, to do approximately 2,000 meters of drilling, of infill and expansion drilling, because we see a lot of opportunity and we'd like to move that and do some work on wireframing that material to bring it into our studies. The expected timing of closing is sometime in early to mid-October, and post that closing, we would take this material and move it into our more formal block modeling, environmental and engineering studies that we would move forward as we progress that with both Premier, Northern Lights, and the Big Missouri area. So we see the timing of this working. We have a number of exploration targets in this area that we would like to work on, but the sort of near-term steps are to try and move in and get these things done as quickly as we can. Next slide. I'd like to just change subjects for a second and also update the group on Big Missouri. So the Big Missouri area, we've completed and released about 50% of the drilling that we've done in this area. We've had a number of good hits. This was a historic area which Ascot formerly did an open pit resource on. We've been focusing on infill drilling a number of the areas for high-grade underground. And we have about another 50% of those holes to come out. We're starting to work on, obviously, the wireframing and putting that all together, but we've been pretty excited about what we've been able to see there. We've had some pretty good high-grade hits and some reasonable widths. Really, what we've determined is that there's kind of three horizons that exist in this area, one that's near surface, one that's kind of down around 160 to 180 meters, and a third one that's a bit deeper, around 300 meters. And these horizons are mineralized and certainly have the thicknesses that will help us to develop a kind of a second area to mine from. So the combination of getting the Big Missouri resource in place, what we've seen at Premier Northern Lights, plus some of the expansion drilling that we're doing in that area, and now the opportunity to add in Silvercoin, will give us three areas to feed the mill and develop resources towards our engineering studies, which we feel will really help us as we move forward. You know, we're starting to learn a little more about the geology in this area and how things work. And what we see in Silvercoin is very, very similar to what we would see in Big Missouri. Same mineralogy, similar types of deposition, and certainly the widths and opportunities that we see in Big Missouri, we also see in the Silvercoin area. In terms of the deal itself, you know, this is a typical deal, and that there's three parties involved in this. So Ascot has made arrangements with both Jaden Resources and Mountain Boy. For those that aren't familiar with the project, Mountain Boy has a 20% interest in the project, and Jaden is the operator and controls the project with an 80% interest. Ascot will be acquiring the subsidiary of Jaden's parent company, and which is the Canadian company which owns this property, and will purchase for shares the Mountain Boy interest. And that will obviously be subject to the Jaden shareholder approval process. Typically, these agreements, are fairly normal. There's nothing unusual in this transaction. And certainly what we can see from, you know, the Jaden and the Mountain Boy perspective is this naturally, you know, fits together with the Premier Mill. We think in terms of their shareholders, this is an ideal opportunity to bring this in at the right time and to progress this in a place where it really belongs, which is with the infrastructure that's so close to this project. And so we see, we see a real opportunity to make value for everybody who's involved in this area just north of Stewart. And we think that this will add to the resources that we are able to develop and make the engineering studies a bit more robust. And I'd certainly like to thank both the management of Mountain Boy and of Jaden for their cooperation. It's always difficult trying to do these things with just one group. With two, it becomes, with three parties, it becomes a little more complicated, but certainly my thanks to both David Eaton and Mark Brown, who've helped us along the way. So with that, operator, I'd like to turn it over to any questions that may come on the call. Thank you.
Certainly. We will now begin the question and answer session. To join the question queue, you may press star, then one on your telephone keypad. You will hear a tone acknowledging your request. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing any keys. To withdraw your question, please press star, then two. We will pause for a moment as callers join the queue. Our first question comes from Michael Carew with Haywood Securities. Please go ahead.
Hey guys, thanks for the update there. I just got a quick question. On that slide six, where you've got the grade shells there, you've got purple and you've got red. What's the difference between those two? Are they just different grade shells or different grades, gold grades?
That actually comes out of the public 43-101 that Jaden did in 2013. Those are just different grade shells.
Do you know what the grades are?
Off the top of my head, there was a 2-gram cutoff. I'd have to get back to you on that. And they're different zones as well that were identified mineralization. So there are it isn't necessarily grade shells. It's really just identifying certain zones that were available at that time. You know, Mick, I think our plan with the redrilling that we'd like to do is a bit of a reinterpretation on what we see in this area. And to come back you know, probably a slightly different cutoff grade and hopefully a little bit of a different resource as we can incorporate that into our engineering studies.
Okay, cool, thanks.
Yep, you're welcome.
Our next question comes from Ian Elliott, a private investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. On slide 4, you've got the two different properties, our existing one and the recently purchased one. And in between, there's an area there that's still in green. Is that an attractive area, and who owns that piece of property?
It's a little bit hard for me to say whether that's attractive or not because I'm not aware of a lot of drill activity that's taken place on that. I'm not exactly sure who the two. I think one was Pretium, but I'm not sure of the other one. So there may be a few owners in that, but really that area has not been drilled in the past, or at least in the recent past. Whether it's an attractive area in the future or not, a little bit hard to say at this point. You know, this is a mineralized area that goes from north to south, so it's possible that could be attractive into the future, but it's not something that we've really taken an analysis on at this point.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from Alan Frame with Haywood Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, Derek. Thanks, and gang. Thanks for the presentation and congratulations on your acquisition. I have a question for you. It's, I think, commonly known with your new program, which is development versus straight exploration. You're looking for a critical mass to be able to justify the build-out of or refurbishing of the mill site and the mine. Can you comment on what this does in that regard in terms of resources and what critical mass you think you need to achieve in order to attract institutional interest and involvement? Thank you.
Well, to answer that question, I think, you know, management has been pretty clear with people that the minimum requirement that we need for the mill is 1,000 tons a day. And we always look at these things over a 10-year period, so that would be 3 million tons of resources that we would need to feed that mill. In the first resource that we announced, which was at the Premier Northern Lights, and now it's a resource, and I want to caution people that it's a resource, but it was around 2.8 million tons. So we know there's some expansion potential there that we've ascertained in the recent drilling. And so, you know, I think to some level, you know, that would be a very good start on making the minimum requirement. At Big Missouri, we haven't announced any resources there yet, and we won't until our engineering studies are done. But certainly the drill results, the thicknesses and the areas that we're seeing, we would hope to get, you know, another resource. I can't say exactly what it's going to be because it's too early days to say that yet, but certainly from what we see, we're reasonably optimistic that we're going to get another resource in that area, and that would help us to move significantly past the minimum for a restart. With the silver coin resource that we see today, that would probably be another odd million tons or so, or in ounces. That's probably another 250,000 ounces that we would see. Now, we obviously, with our additional drilling and some rework of that, would hope to increase that. So the combination of Premier Northern Lights, Big Missouri, and Silver Coin, in our view, would get us well over the initial threshold that we need for mill start. Now, clearly, we need to do a lot more engineering and studies. But I also would just say to you, Al, that, you know, we aren't by any means ignoring exploration. There's a number of exploration opportunities that exist on the Silver Coin project all over Big Missouri and between Premier and Big Missouri, which we are working on. We right now are undertaking a geophysical program to more quickly identify exploration targets. We have a number of those targets, and by no means are we just focused on the development of the mill. I think we're also focused on how do we do something with those exploration targets as well. So we're trying to do all these things, I guess you like, simultaneously.
Well, thank you. That's very good to hear, and especially the IP part of that. That's going to perhaps present some very exciting opportunities in the future. Once again, thank you very much for your comments, and congratulations on your acquisition. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, if you have a question, please press star 1. We have a new question. Kim Laskin, a private investor, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Derek. I concur with Al's comments and congratulations. I'm just curious, the last conference call you said about September for our next resource for the Big Missouri area. Are we still on track for that timing? Thank you.
Yeah, Tim, so I think in the light of the silver coin acquisition and engineering studies, we would like to incorporate, we don't want to do two different technical reports. So we're working away on the resources for the Big Missouri and doing all that work, but we want to incorporate that into our engineering studies that we would release. In an ideal world, that would be a Big Missouri, Premier Northern Lights, and whatever we can do with the silver coin project all at once. And probably I would say, to be, you know, reasonable, I think we're talking about sometime in the fourth quarter to do that. We're just about to get into the silver coin, so that'll be a bit delayed. It's not that the Big Missouri resources in terms of the, you know, some of the activities are delayed. It's just that we want to mix that together with all the other things we're trying to do. So probably talking about a public release of that type of stuff sometime in the fourth quarter.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. White, we have one more question from Marion Tuzeski, a private investor.
Go ahead.
I would like to ask, you know, how the Jaden shareholders would benefit this deal?
Yeah, so I think from a Jaden shareholder perspective, you know, for Jaden to develop this on their own right is going to be pretty difficult because, first of all, in its own right, the Silvercoin asset is relatively small, and the infrastructure cost in terms of mill, haul road, tailings facility, power plant, et cetera, is exorbitant. You know, as in the Golden Triangle, to build that kind of infrastructure, you know, on a stealth basis is pretty difficult. So from what we see by combining forces with Ascot, it's for the Jaden shareholders to row in a bigger boat, in a boat that has a better chance of getting towards mineable production and critical mass. And we think, especially in today's precious metal markets, that's a much better boat to be in. And so from our perspective, I think Jaden will do well to put this back where it really belongs in the ultimately feeding that mill.
As a share price, you think, you know, is going to we're going to benefit on that, or we're going to lose on that?
Well, I guess, you know, we have to take a long-term view, and certainly if you look at the value of the resources that are going to go through that mill if it ultimately gets restarted and all the different steps take place on a long-term basis, I would hope that the share price would justify the underlying cash flow that will come from that production. And, you know, there's obviously exploration potential as well. In the short term, you know, precious metal markets, especially for gold, have been pretty difficult. And there's been a lot of good releases and good plans that have gone out there and remained kind of, you know, not neutral to negative. But I guess as management and both for the Ascot and Jaden shareholders, we really believe that you know, it's a little bit of rough water right now, but by putting these things together in the longer run, you've got a much better chance of getting significantly more value than the way it sits today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
This concludes the question and answer session. I would now like to turn the conference back over to Derek White for any closing remarks.
Thank you, operator. And I'd just like to thank everybody for taking time to listen to the call. You know, in summary, I mean, management here is very focused on, I think as Al Frame had put in the question, getting the amount of resources that we need to feed that mill. We're well on that track. People should not think that we're not focused on exploration. We are. We're trying to do both of those things at a reasonable time. But from what we see, we're quite excited about the fact that we have some existing high-grade resources. We've just acquired some that synergistically really fit into this plan. You know, this material went to this mill in the past, and there's no reason why it can't go there again in the future. We think for the Jaden and for Mountain Boy, this is a good result to have. You know, there's infrastructure that Ascot has been blessed with, and there's no reason why we shouldn't be taking advantage of that. And putting these pieces together is going to get the critical mass, which is necessary to ultimately make this, you know, an asset that has some notable production. So we're quite excited about that. We'll continue to work hard as management to develop all these things at the same time, and not lose sight of exploration as well. So I think, hopefully just stay tuned, and we're happy to update people if they have questions they want to ask us privately. You can contact Christina Howe or myself, and we'll certainly get back to you. So again, thank you everybody for being on the call, and thank you to the Jaden and Mountain Boy shareholders for, agreeing to do this and putting our faith in us that we're going to, make something out of this area, and we're excited about that. Thank you.
This concludes today's conference call. You may disconnect your lines. Thank you for participating, and have a pleasant day.